Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
267-9680, it's The Take on ESPN 680. Tyler, fire away.
And James Strebel.
Oh, brother. First of all, the tirade thing, we're further away from 3 years ago. You know, in year one, he had 8 wins. Oh, by the way, L's down, sat forever.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah.
Strebel likes this.
I do like this. Billy Corgan.
Turn that up, Jack.
Zero.
Turn that up.
I'm your hero.
The amount of points Kentucky's offense will put up.
No.
Zero.
No. Billy Corgan, no.
Really gonna need him.
All right, that's good. He's done. I'm done with that.
I'd love to see Jack be a big Smashing Pumpkins fan.
I'd love to see Jack have a lip ring. 437-9680. Yes. UPS Jobs text line. Duke beat Xavier by more than Indiana did.
How about that?
How about that? Duke Shire report. And Jai, yeah. Lucas looking good on the sideline. Two young men leading a franchise. How about that?
Oh, how
makes
about
you
that?
Happy, doesn't it?
Not at all. Not one.
No one's like,
not
you know.
Not one bit. Maybe that was a little too hasty.
You know, maybe.
Maybe I should have stayed a little bit.
You know, you never know.
Stuck around.
Look at Lively. He's a kid's a beast.
I didn't see him on the court.
Filipowski, he was on there.
Was he?
Yeah, he played a little bit.
Not in crunch time.
No. Well, he's been injured, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe he's been injured, right, Jack? Am I wrong? Has he been injured? He has been injured.
Whitehead was the one that was injured.
Whitehead.
Yeah. So he did. Wow. Shire doesn't trust Lively in crunch time. How about that? They had a Northwestern transfer in the center. How about
Who's
that?
Who's a Northwestern?
It's like Ryan Young.
Ryan Young. They had him in the club.
Duke and Carolina both relying on Northwestern.
That sounds.
Yeah.
That sounds. That How sounds that? Like a Duke
and
player. Ryan Young.
Ryan Young.
Oh, Ryan Young sounds perfect.
He looks like a Duke player.
No, he
too.
Looks like Ryan,
yes,
Young.
He does.
I know exactly what he looks like.
You don't without have to
even
see him?
Without even figuring it out. All right, Jack, go ahead.
Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Mixtape final segment. Let's go. Let's play it. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
Whitehead played off the bench a few minutes.
Okay.
So they're working
action.
Him back in, just letting people know they
Look
don't
at Ryan
care.
Young work.
First
there
one, let's go, Jack. First sound of the mixtape on ESPN 680 on this Football Friday.
That's two losers in a row this weekend. What a crap weekend. Way to ruin my Sunday, John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team.
Oh, Tame.
This was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing loss on the road against a team that I absolutely despise and a player I absolutely despise.
Oh.
I just hate everything about Drew Timmy and Gonzaga. Everything. Timmy, you suck too. I don't care if you got 22 points. Your work was done when Oscar Tshiebwe was on the bench. Your ass had 8 in the first half. So Fleck, you got work from Lance Ware. That's where you got your points, big mouth. I can't stand his ass.
Oh, Jack.
Didn't shoot a lick. And CJ Frederick, you are a straight up bum.
Oh, man.
Straight up bum.
He's terrible.
Go back to Fran McCaffrey, please. Unless they got Howard or Wright State or Duquesne across their chest, dude can't play. He stunk against Michigan State. He stunk again tonight. I don't know what he does well. Like, dude, you're here to hit threes. And when your team was getting beat in the first half, you didn't do a thing.
It's sickening, man. It's sickening. God. This is an overrated, overinflated bunch of bums. DJ Frederick, he is a bum. He's a bum. He's a bum. He's a bum.
He airballed a three tonight.
And he had another one blocked.
I mean, that dude is terrible.
Oh, man.
CJ Frederick, you are a straight-up bum.
Oh,
I mean, this is Joe. We miss every three. I know that's part of it. You can't shoot.
Let's be real. The boy couldn't guard a bicycle without tires. He's terrible, dude.
He can't guard anybody. You're right.
Tell me what he brings to the floor. Period. Basketball. He can't rebound. He can't guard. Obviously, when the bright lights go on, he can't shoot. So why did he stay on the court 36 minutes? He calls Sosker to get his fourth foul. I mean, the guy's all. I'd be so glad when he's gone. In fact, if Kenny Payne would take him, I would send Lance Ware and CJ Frederick. And at times, I'm not going to lie to you, James, there's times I could send Jacob Toppin to him, too. They can have him, too.
Oh, he was.
I'd be glad when them guys are gone. We don't have no offense because all they want to do is dribble the ball, and stand around and watch it. Four guys stand around and watch one guy dribble. Well, I'll go all the way back to when I played high school ball. I mean, it's as simple
Please,
as this.
Go back to when you
can
played
you
high school
ball.
Ball
20 feet faster than you can dribble one there. I mean, dribble.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real simple. It's not rocket science basketball. You only dribble the ball when you're going from point A to point B for a reason. But not Kentucky. They stand around. That's how they try to make their offense. I just don't think Cal knows how to coach offense.
Oh.
And I got one more suggestion.
Yep. Oh, my
for Mitch
goodness.
Barnhart in Kentucky. Instead of giving more money out to Stoops and Cal, I would say take one of them's complete salary. Split it in half. Give one of them half and the other one the other half. And take that other salary and put that in the nil collective, and then we'll have some nil money.
I am so frustrated. Like, you know, with Mitch giving Stoops more money, like
secret money too. We didn't. That contract was given last week. That's what's crazy,
secret
Jimmy.
Money.
That contract was given last week.
Why are you? What are you doing, man? Why are you giving coaches money for mediocrity? The same thing with Cal.
We're going to have to hear John Calipari tell us we got to wait. We haven't practiced this. We haven't practiced. What have you practiced? What are you practicing? What are you doing? I don't want to hear any effing excuses anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick and tired of the damn excuses. Win a bleeping basketball game, please. Can we not win a basketball game against somebody not Howard? Please. That's all I ask. I mean, I got these other teams, Virginia's going out there winning a big game today against a good team. You got Baylor, a good team, winning against another good team. You got all these good teams playing each other and playing in close games and winning. But we can't do it. The 38-1 team beat everybody early on. The Fox, Monk, and Bam team, they beat good teams early on. I'm sick of waiting around for this, man. It has not been the same since that year. And this team had a lot of hype around it. It had a lot of expectations around it. And so far, it hasn't lived up to any of it. It's been an utter disappointment.
Toby's done more with less. He's gotten a championship. His winning percentage is better. And we're settling for this garbage because this guy's a hype man. And he does great work for the community and all that stuff. Hey, I'm not taking that away from him. But look, bro, brass tacks. We need to win.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. This season, December and November, are seasons to build your resume for the tournament. So far, we got jack squat.
The Calipari era is over. This is the same exact team as we had last year. You got Keon Toppin, Ty Wallace, CJ Frederick is Grady, and then Reeves is Davion Mintz, and everything else is the exact same.
The Calipari era.
Wish Frederick was great.
It's been a damn game in the non-conference against a good team. How many years has it been since this has happened? Enjoy it when they win, but man, this has got to stop, dude. You want to talk about being one of the elite teams in college basketball? This isn't being an elite team in college basketball. When you lose against other elite teams, you are not elite. Every once in a while, you've got to win those games to stay elite.
Wow. Look at that.
I'll tell
keep them coming. It's ESPN 680.
I had one wish in this, in this life.
Yes.
It will be that I live long enough to see Calipari leave Kentucky. So all the people that's been swinging off his jock strap for the last 10 years will see that this program is bigger than that bump.
As mad as I was at St. Peter's, I mean, I'm not as mad as I was after the St. Peter's loss, but this is right there up there with it, man. This is up there with
it's because
it.
They were never in the game.
They weren't.
And,
we never
and
had
why
a chance.
Did Cal call timeout? You like you said, you could see from the jump. They're
yes.
10-2.
I told you.
It's deer in the headlights, and he doesn't call
timeout.
Call
timeout. Settle your guys down. Draw something up, Cal. And we're still getting beat by inbound plays.
It's okay. He'll tell us in the postgame how he should have called timeout, and he'll do better next
time. It's his fault.
Which is
don't take it out on the players. No, I'm going to take it out on some of their
players.
Because,
you know, he's told us every year, oh, yeah, I should have called timeout. I'll have to work on that.
He never works on it.
Other than the COVID.
He never works on it.
How many times has Kansas missed the tournament?
None.
Duke, none. UNC, none.
None.
Gonzaga, none.
None.
Baylor, none. Villanova, none. NIT, twice. And we sucked at both of them. Come on. Mitch should be gone. I'm getting sick and tired of paying these coaches for BS, man. It's ridiculous, man. Look, he's done a great job with the secondary program, soccer, rifle team, volleyball. You know, there you go. But it gets to a point now, these are your two money-making programs, and this is what this state is known for. Now, you gave your boy the extra $2 million because he's butthurt about what happened and what Cal said. That's all it was to spite Cal.
No,
That's
it was.
You haven't won in the Champions Classic for 5 years. That's pathetic in itself. What's Kentucky like in their last 30 games? Like, I think they're like 17 games under 500 against ranked teams over their last 30 games, I think. It's pathetic, man. Yeah, I've always been just excited as hell to have Calipari as our coach, and now it's to the point I want him gone. I'm sick having to sit here and pace the floor, pissed off, sending out 100 texts to the point I can't even get a return text anymore because I've said everything I said 150 times every time I watch a game.
I'm with you, Luther.
Right, and you go back to August when all that crap happened between football and basketball, and what's happened? Both the programs look like ignorant runces. Exactly what it looks like.
They both, they both look stupid right now. You're exactly right, Luther. Yeah,
it's sickening. It's freaking sickening. And oh my gosh, it's so frustrating to sit there when these, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we're going to shoot 25 threes a game. Well, yeah, you're going to shoot 25 threes a game, but you're going to hit three. You're going to hit four. And if you're lucky, you might hit five. So, yeah, go ahead and go 5 for 25.
It's Oscar Tshiebwe and a bunch of dudes. That's what we got.
Oh,
he had five players that scored.
Yeah.
Five players that scored. 1 point by the circus.
You got those four schmucks sitting on the bench, your assistant coaches. Not one knows how to do X's and O's.
It's just inexcusable.
Joe, they were shell-shocked. They look shell-shocked. The Kentucky players look like they had no idea what to do. They look scared to death. They were just soft. They look soft and scared in that first half. They were not ready to play basketball. They were not ready to play Gonzaga. They were not ready to win a basketball game tonight. Oh. It was obvious. It was evident. And that's two games in a row where they came out flat. They came out flat against Michigan State, too. I mean, if you just go down, you know, if you're down like 5 or 6 points at the first half, you win this ball game, man.
when Jimmy Dykes, who is was doing the color commentating on the game, and then Fonz and Seth Greenberg in the studio at halftime, are only talking about your lack of effort and your lack of fight. What in the world is going on? You're playing in an unbelievable atmosphere against the number two team in the country, and that's the kind of effort you put forth? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. What in the world is Jacob Toppin? What's he doing taking 4 3-pointers? What's Severe Wheeler doing taking 4 3-pointers? Livingston plays 8 minutes, Louie, last night. He takes one shot. It's a 3-point air ball. What are these guys doing taking 3-pointers? I mean, if your 3-point shooters can't make them, how in the world do you think you're going to make them? And I'm a little disappointed in Cal. Cal keeps using this excuse that, you know, we haven't practiced together. He can't run the plays because he hasn't practiced. We've only had this many. I mean, if he said we haven't practiced once in his post-game comments, he said it about 12 times. Yep. Well, let me tell you something, Louie. There are things on the court that you can do if you've never met one another. And Kentucky doesn't do those things, and that's my biggest concern.
James, we suck at half-court basketball.
They don't run an offense, Joe.
Let's just tell it like it is. We suck at it.
Yeah, they don't run any type of offense. They don't do anything creative. Appreciate the call. They do nothing creative. They don't get shooters open. They don't do anything. I don't know what their offense is. The same stale-ass crap we've been looking at for years, man. All right, everybody, have a good night. Man. Go Cats, I guess.
Oh, wow.
The last four games that Kentucky's played against quality teams, Tennessee in the SEC tournament, lost. St. Peter's NCAA tournament, lost. Michigan State, lost. And then this game tonight, Gonzaga lost. That's four straight games against quality opponents that Kentucky's come out on the short end of the stick. This has got to change.
This team does good at home against cupcakes. Good thing Louisville's a cupcake, because if they weren't, then we'd be in some trouble. Because I don't see us winning against Michigan. I know Michigan ain't that good, but I just what I'm seeing on the court, come on, guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jimmy.
Man, it's pathetic.
I'm not expecting anything out of this team.
Cal needs to get in shape. Mark Stoops needs to get in shape and either get in shape or get gone. And the fans, we got to say, hey, we're not going to put up with this. We're not going to come to games. We're not going to watch the games. We're not going to pay for merchandise.
He was mad.
Get us the best, not the second best, and not a guy with a second best attitude. We're Kentucky. We're not Louisville. Stop acting like Louisville.
Wow. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057. It's the mixtape on a Friday. Let's go, Jack.
Hey, we sent Kenny Payne down there for a reason. Hey, come on, Kenny. Bring your wins to us. Hell
down. There we go.
Oh,
John Calipari cursed all of our nights and his players. It's not just Cal. That's one thing I don't want to hear. It's all Cal's fault. No, some of these dudes are straight up bums. C.J. Frederick does not belong on a Power 5 basketball court.
He belongs in the Big Ten.
He belongs with back with Fran McCaffrey. Take him back. Get him out of here. Dude, if he's playing against Howard, dude will get you 23 points. He plays against anybody that's big and tall and fat. Yeah. Kind of like what I thought about Timmy. That C.J. Frederick disappears, air balls threes, can't guard anybody, falling on the ground.
He's wound up. Oh, boy.
That dude's the worst player I've ever seen in Kentucky.
Oh, wow. You're on Stoops' contract.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
It's a great story.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Like you said, $9 million to lose to Vanderbilt in South Carolina, is that going to magically make him the best recruiter in the country in the SEC? Is that $9 million to magically inject them with all this recruiting? I mean, he can't run NIL. He can't beat Vanderbilt. He can't beat South Carolina. He might get beat by that bum-ass Scott Satterfield on Saturday, but let's give him $9 million.
They did almost just the bare minimum to get through it. They literally just ran the ball. They did to us what we have done to other teams of just like, we're just going to run the ball and can't stop it.
I disagree. They could stop it. They stop it.
They averaged 5.4 yards per carry.
I'm with T-Mans on this.
We stopped them a couple times. And we did not stop them in the long run. They were marching.
They tried to score the football, and they couldn't do it. They had a goal line stand. They were trying to score the football. Oh, they were trying to manufacture offense. They could not do it.
Kenny McIntosh had 143 carries on 19 yards. Yes, we got a couple stops.
Yes, they did. But do you really think that Georgia was just like, let's just try to get out of here and not beat this team by a ton of points? Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're so frustrated. You're not listening.
I am listening. You're like, Georgia just didn't do. They just went through the motions. Like, okay. No, they were trying to score.
Let's go to the phone.
Gary, you're up. What's up?
Mr. Strebel, I have to agree with you, Varley, on this discussion that y'all are having.
Gary's not there. Let's try another one.
Oh, no.
Ron, you're on the show. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ant, you're full of bleep. You know that?
Okay. The phone lines are not working right now, so let's see if we can figure that out.
We're trying to
267-9680. Keep calling in. 267-9680. The phone lines were full, but I can't hear anything coming in.
To sit and pretend like Georgia just laid down and didn't want to win big and all, that's just trash. Ain't nobody worried about Louisville. Y'all getting your butt beat next weekend, and in 30 days after that, you're going to get drilled. So let's go.
Yeah, this is Brandon. I was just calling in, Jack. I got one thing to say to Loserville fans. How does it feel being the most irrelevant team in the area? L's down, bums.
Yeah.
Remember when Tom Crean had IU going with the 6-win season?
Yeah. IU fans.
Remember how all the Louisville fans and Louisville media and 680 mocked us all the time?
Absolutely.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, how the times have changed.
Boy, oh boy.
For a second, the day will kiss the ground that Kenny Payne walks on if that bum Tom Crean were to get, if Kenny Payne were to do what Tom Crean did and get them into what, a number one seed in what, 3 or 4 years?
Yep, win a couple conference
titles.
That looks
impossible.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Tom Crean's so much better than Kenny Payne. They hired the wrong dude.
Oh.
Kenny Payne's a bum. UofL's a bum. IU's getting back up there. That's really good.
Louisville's getting in from both sides, Jack.
Yeah, they're getting, it from
they're getting L's down from Indiana fans.
No. From us yesterday. I remember Bobby Knight would come out and talk about ass meets bench. And I think there's some players whose butts need to be sitting on the bench, whether they're good or bad. Sidney Curry, I don't know where he's gone, but, you know, if I were Kenny Payne and I knew I was going to get my butts blown, killed, I'd sit the whole team down and say, if we're going to get beat, we're going to get beat with people who are trying.
I love the Cardinals. But like you said in the beginning of the show, it's time for some truth or dare. The consequences got to be made. You cannot go out there and embarrass yourself, your team, and this city that way.
You know, as a fan, yeah, this is difficult to watch. As a coach, it's got to be understood right now that these kids aren't Division I level, top 25 caliber talent.
We missed on a coach. We missed on recruits. We missed on on guards. Blankenbaker was all over it. Okay? I was in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not completely out, but I'm about 99.9875 squared out. Fellas, I think it's time that we just admit that we missed. Okay.
Stop.
I mean, I'm not.
Nate. That's the one thing with Coach that, like, I think I expected more out of was the bigs. Mm-hmm. They're just not very good. And I'm like, okay. They're not good or they're not aggressive. Well, either way. Recruit more aggressive ones. That's what I say. I mean, in the future. I might start drinking before the season's over.
Yeah, rubbish doesn't
I'm going to start smoking weed or drinking before the season's end.
We got some gummies.
Yeah. I can't do this all year.
It's okay.
Padgett, we need to go back and apologize to him. Yeah, I do 120 games.
Yeah. Roses are red. Nobody likes anyone who brags. Strudel's a bum. Go Zags.
Oh.
Oh, you got me. Oh. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, man. You
as your team
that.
Just got thumped by 35 points, all you got is that. Your lame-ass little fake-ass poem. That's all you
I
got.
I like that.
You got no guts.
Nice.
You
nice
got no
poem.
Guts.
It's
you
nice go
out
poem.
Go out to Kenny. Write a poem for Kenny Payne and that team just got smacked.
What would be the
I'm
poem?
On, I'm on your mind more than Kenny Payne is and his bump squad.
Payne would have done himself a favor to brought in about 4 or 5 good walk-ons. I mean, you know, not asking them to do much, but just rebound and move some people around. Somebody like a Wesley Cox or Wes Unseld.
Wes Unseld.
Yeah, a walk-on. Yeah.
Like a Wes Unseld.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a butt guy.
Bring him on. Big butt farmer kid.
Hey, Jack, listen up, man. The Take has got the best sponsorship.
Yeah.
Liquor Barn Studios. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're going to need Liquor Barn Studios to watch Louisville basketball, man. They suck.
Oh, my God.
And the guys that are on the morning show. Woo. Man, I don't even know how they have a show anymore.
In the second half, that was the only thing that I saw that was positive.
No, look, I like your positivity, Nick, and all that kind of stuff. But look, that goes back even to the high school level when teams are getting
the high school
just
level
shutting them down, man.
Obliterated. They're going to go to maybe just something else to just spark or look for signs of life. Maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. I don't think this is something they do consistently when they get back. If that's something they want to use, but again, that'll be kind of difficult. If that's not the mindset, and you don't have that from the group you have, you look at their lineup, they're not built to be a consistently pressing team. And then you worry about the backline guys, because then you're playing guys that have to be rim protectors when you press, and that's not what you're getting from a guy like Curry either.
And he's talking about in post-game that they're still hurt and that there's a black cloud. And I'm like,
stop with the Socrates. I can't take the Socrates press conferences.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
No. Was he there? I mean, I want to hear somebody had to say with Bob. We'll play some of that. But, yeah, I can't deal with the philosophical. He's Socrates after every game. And it's old. It's already. It got old early, and it's way old now.
Texas to nominate Kenny Payne for Turkey of the Year and Curry for Butterball.
Welcome, Steve. Great to hear from you, man. Welcome to college basketball tonight. Fire away.
Jack, you bum. Man, all these Louisville fans, they wanted to be Kentucky. They wanted Calipari. Now they have Calipari.
One word comes to mind, disgrace. Lack of fundamentals, lack of in-game coaching adjustments, lack of maximum effort for 40 minutes. I mean, the most worrying thing, gentlemen, is what Coach Payne said in the postgame.
Yeah.
If he thinks the team played hard, like, what? When you say, well, you got to have patience and you got to have to win or learn, please. That mantra is done with. Throw it away 5 games into the season. I mean, what did you learn in the last 2 learnings of the past 2 nights? Play like you got some pride. You know, you throw in a couple more performances like this. Take the Louisville off your chest.
Oh,
yeah. They have not earned the right to have Louisville across their chest through 5 games.
Oh, he took the Louisville off the chest. It's a mixtape on ESPN 680. A couple more, by the way, here. 5-star North Carolina defensive lineman went to Tennessee. Alabama, there's Georgia, and Ohio State runners. Guys.
Oh, there you go.
Who you getting?
I'm sorry. There can't be.
A win tomorrow.
He's going to win 5. We're going to win 5 games, and he's coming back. Now, I don't know. And everybody can be mad all they want. It's unacceptable. He's not coming back.
Oh.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh.
But you cannot have this. We are the biggest embarrassment of college basketball right now.
Oh,
period.
No.
Period.
We can't even score 40 points in a basketball game.
Man.
They hired him before the tournament was even over. And I disagree with you totally when you say that we didn't have any money to get a coach. We are the University of Louisville, sir.
Sir.
We can get what we want when we want. Period. No. And we just ain't got no leadership down there right now. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. We got a president that says go Cats during the graduation.
I mean, it's just, man, it's a laughing right stock. A laughing stock. Thank you, Scotty, for riping the ship.
Right.
Thank you. Now, please just don't get beat by 40 this weekend is all we're asking. Show up this weekend. Go Cards.
Oh, man.
Go Cards.
We are the University of Louisville, sir.
Sir.
We can get what we want when we want. No, period.
Period. Hey, I'm 67 years old. I played for Southern High School. I can make 6 out of 7 jump shots. These guys came from high school, and they can't even hit a shot. I'm 67, can hit 6 out of 7 shots.
We can't even drive in the lane without losing the ball.
And I never thought I'd look up Kenny Payne's buyout.
Slow down.
I mean, I little. I looked it up. Pump the brakes. Just tap on him.
$10 million.
Jody Demling had to go all the way to Charlotte to get his first interview on 93.9 The Ville.
Oh.
But, man, no. I mean, I haven't seen Sid be physical at all this year. And I'm sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Like, I really like Sidney Curry as a person. And I was excited about him. You know, but whatever happened between the end of last year and the start of this one has been a mess.
Yeah. Texas says, that guy is much better yelling foul than having to take on the radio.
I don't know.
Texas says, that was the
guy
would
be nice. Foul guy.
Yeah.
Not getting to that.
We will continue along here, 267-9680. Text away to the UPS jobs. Is that me? What is going on? Is that me?
It's got to be you. Not us. What was that?
What in the world is that?
You're watching.
It's not mine.
Here, let it play. Let's see if we can figure out what it is.
And Scott Satterfield is Scott Satterfield. Scotty, we've been talking about football. Scotty Davenport is here with me on my bed.
Oh, no.
Where you can put your...
I hit one over the weekend.
Did you? Would you? Two person or three person?
I had a four-way. What, and I won't mark that.
Yep. Good for you, Jack.
What'd you do, Jack?
He had a four.
What's he making? Wait
eight.
A minute. Did,
what is it?
I didn't see that right, did I?
Is it 8.6?
8.6
it's a lot
million
of money.
Dollars for Mark Stoops? Does that not seem outrageous?
Sounds outrageous. And, you know, if I'm Mitch Barnhart or
8.
If I'm a Kentucky
6.
Fan, you're going to make $8.6 million a year. You're going to make more for a couple of years than John Calipari. Like, you're going to have to schedule a little bit better, buddy.
I don't know. I mean, given his body of work, Stoops deserves $9 million. There's no question about that. It's incredible. When you look at the people that this puts him in comparison to and what those people have accomplished and what the University of Kentucky football program has accomplished, it's indefensible to me. It's unbelievable. I've used that word a lot today.
It is.
Mitch has to get on board with the NIL, even if he doesn't like it. I think he has to get on board with the alcohol thing. I mean, what difference does it make? It's kind of like the World Cup, Louis. You can't buy a Budweiser in the stadium, but a mile down the road at the Fan Fest, you can get lubed up all you want. And it's so hypocritical because the guys, the fat cats that can afford to sit in a suite or a box.
Yeah, the Dan Issels.
They can sit there and drink all day long, but the poor schmuck that's in the upper deck that spent his $40 for his seat or whatever, he can't.
Listen, this North Carolina State, Southern High School runs a better offense than North Carolina State. They're terrible. They are terrible.
Our offense isn't much better, Gary, to be fair.
Listen, mark this down. Mark it down.
Okay, I'm marking it down.
Kentucky will win the Governor's Cup. Kentucky plays. The ACC is a horrible football conference. They've been beating up on sorry-ass teams all year long, and I'm telling you, they're going to play an SEC-caliber team, and Kentucky, Mark Stoops does get Kentucky ready for for the Governor's Cup.
Louisville's getting their ass beat next week, and all you Cardinal fans better pucker up and get ready for it, okay?
Let's go!
It's coming. All right, this you ain't playing in the All-Clown Conference next week. You're playing in the SEC. And y'all can trot that little fat-ass Rudy out there at quarterback if you want to. I hope you do, okay? I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. But I thought Kentucky's defense
I don't think it's going to be a problem at all.
And yes?
I see one L's down from Will Levis this week.
You're going to see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Like, and I've been on board for Satterfield.
I just want Satterfield and his staff. I really just want them to win this game. There's no, you know, you don't always just get what you deserve in sports. But this staff, the way they persevered, the way that, you know, everybody was so sick of him, was so sick of Brian Bowen. Brian.
We are sick. I really want it for these, the staff and the people that work over there, they're going through hell right now with basketball. I mean, I'm not just talking about the football side. I'm talking about administration people that are working their tails off, that are doing, you know, trying to do as much as they can, but ultimately they have no control of what goes on the field of play. I was talking to Scott Satterfield, too, when you get to the ball at midfield, and it's 4th-and-1, and we had this situation. Punt the ball. Cardinal 90. Let's go.
What is that, the women's game today against Longwood or Bushwood or, you know, whoever they're playing on today?
Bushwood.
Isn't that the country club in Caddyshack?
No gambling at Bushwood.
Yeah. Gambling is illegal, and I never slice.
All right, last one. Have a good Governor's Cup. You know the deal. On the air, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Have a good night, everybody. Jack, good job. Back at it Monday at 3 o'clock.
I do enjoy tofu, but I like it as like part of like a soup or something in an Asian.
What's
restaurant.
In tofu?
It's soybeans.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Help you drive your car and help you eat.
Yeah. Why don't you just go out in the front yard and eat some grass?
I mean, I probably would. I mean,
go out and graze.
Next time you're here, we'll graze together, Dan.